Congregation can be seated. The children are invited to come up for the children's message this morning. Come on up, guys. Good morning. I'm blocking progress here. Sorry. Alrighty, so in a few moments, we're going to do something that we do every week, and that is there's always a sermon, and after the sermon, we confess a creed. Does anybody here know what the word creed means? Creed is Latin, and it means I believe, right? So a creed is a statement of what we believe. Today, we're going to say the Nicene Creed. See it right there? And guess what the first words of the creed are? I believe, right? So we're going to say, what do we believe as followers of Jesus? Now, we are still in the season of Easter, right? In church, Easter is not just one day. Easter is a season because Jesus rose and was with his disciples for 40 days. Now, let me ask you this. We're going to confess the Nicene Creed. Does anybody think that the Nicene Creed mentions that Jesus rose from the dead? Does it say that? I hear a yes. Are you sure? No, you should have said yes. Are you sure? All right. Should he be sure? Yes. The Nicene Creed says Jesus rose from the dead. Does that make sense? Now, there's a shorter creed that we confess a lot of weeks. Some weeks in the Nicene Creed. Does anybody know what's the other shorter creed? Let's ask the adults for help. That's what? The Apostles' Creed. Now, guess what I'm going to ask you. Does the Apostles' Creed mention that Jesus rose from the dead? Yes, very good. Are you sure? Yes, all right, very nice. Now, who here knows the longest creed that we confess in the church? You guys know that one? The adults do. Let's get their help. Adults, it's the Athanasian Creed. This congregation loves that creed. At least that's what I'm telling them. Anyway, let me ask you this. Does the Athanasian Creed, what do you think? Does the Athanasian Creed mention that Jesus rose from the dead? Yes, it does. So how many creeds are there in the church? Three. How many of them say that Jesus rose from the dead? All of them. That's so important to us to know that Jesus died for your sins, and then he rose again on Easter Sunday, and he lives forever with God, right? That's what we know about Jesus. And every time we confess any of the creeds, guess what we're going to do today? The Nicene Creed, and we are going to confess that we believe that Jesus died and rose again and for our salvation, right? All right, thanks for coming up, guys. You guys can head back to your spots.